Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, see, so all of this talk and what Charlotte is doing, new Panthers owner Dave Tepper, kind of connecting both states, moving the headquarters to South Carolina. Folks, you can agree or disagree. You can want to be made part of this or not. But the reality is, you are being included in this. And in my estimation, our area here in the upstate of South Carolina now has a professional team. The Carolina Panthers are now our team. And that Dave Tepper hopes to continue that with talks of bringing a Major League Soccer team to this area. I know some of you guys who are so unwilling to change anything in your lives, you're still slow to adapt to the beautiful game. On the text line, I'm getting soccer, meh. Soccer is a game that was invented by European ladies so they would have something to do while their husbands cook dinner. Pass. On Twitter, I'm getting a reverse mindset. Chris Marshall says, yes, I would absolutely love and would be excited about Charlotte getting an MLS team. I would make the trip for sure. Yes, Chris Gibson adds, yes, I would make the drive to Charlotte to watch Major League Soccer. Where do you come out on this, and how viable is that to you? Joining us right now, she's done really incredible reporting on this from beginning to end. There was an 8-page article in the Charlotte Observer last week that I found to be incredibly both exciting and informative. Katie Peralta of the Charlotte Observer joins us right now. Katie, good afternoon. Thanks for making the time. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Appreciate this and appreciate your work here on this story. So I guess, Katie, to start, Dave Tepper isn't playing around, is he?
He's not. As Panthers Chief Operating Officer Mark Hart recently told us, this is more than just talk at this point. This is action. And it does bear remembering that, as you mentioned at the top of the show, like everything Dave has talked about doing since he became owner of the Panthers a year ago, he's pretty much done. I mean, you look at Rock Hill, they recently won, you know, the approval from the South Carolina state lawmakers. That's actually going to be a reality, the move of the headquarters down there. The bubble over here in Uptown Charlotte, that's well on its way to being completed. And MLS, I mean, hiring Tom Glick, who brought an MLS team to New York in, I guess it was maybe like December of last year, hiring Tom Glick as the Panthers president was a huge move in bringing the MLS to Charlotte. He has existing relationships with the MLS. He's well on his way to they already are making a very strong case for Charlotte. And I think it's only a matter of time until they name a team for Charlotte.
Katie Peralta joining us. Katie, I've been here. Today is my 6-month anniversary. I moved here from Houston, where I also hosted. I love it here in the upstate of South Carolina. Had never been to this area before. The response that I'm getting from people in this area is that it's mixed. Like, some people feel like the Carolina Panthers are really their team as well, and others are feeling, no, it's a Charlotte-based team. With you being in Charlotte, what's the vibe? What's the vibe there? I'm just an honest question, honest answer, because I'm interested in that. Like, do people view the Panthers as being a South Carolina team as well? We know the logo is both states put together. Would a Charlotte MLS team feel like it belongs to both Carolinas? Like, your assessment of that living in Charlotte?
I think they certainly want the Panthers to be both Carolinas, and they certainly would want an MLS team to feel like it belonged to both Carolinas. Being here in Charlotte is certainly different from being in upstate South Carolina. I mean, not only are we separated by several miles, but Charlotte is like, you know, one of the fastest growing cities in America. Like, it's a city of transplants. you know, if the Steelers are here playing the Panthers, you will see as many Steelers jerseys out in Uptown Charlotte as you will Panthers jerseys. So I think it's kind of a mixed bag here in Charlotte as well. Now, whether or not that changes, I think remains to be seen in terms of how ownership kind of cultivates that, you know, the fandom, I guess you would say. I think that they really want to expand the geographical reach of the Panthers and, you know, make people in Charleston and in Columbia feel like this really is their team, too. I think, you know, not only is the Rock Hill campus going to help immensely in that, you know, they'll likely have a training camp down there, for instance. Dave Tepper's talked about a traveling fan fest. That's another thing that they could explore, you know, maybe not just hosting it at Bank of America Stadium. You could do like a, you know, college tour or something. That seems like sort of a low-hanging fruit when it comes to appealing to different fan pockets throughout the Carolinas. I mean, traditionally, like, you do see Panthers jerseys all over the Carolinas, but I think that they really want to make sure that people, you know, beyond Charlotte's, the Charlotte region's borders kind of realize that this is a team for them, and it's a team that will come to them and that will, you know, acknowledge them and serve them when the time is right. You know, they're very much in the community as it is, be it hurricane relief, you know, volunteerism, things like that. So I think that what we have seen in terms of, you know, kind of spreading the reach will only continue if we get an MLS team too.
Katie, could I give you just a little fun quiz? Would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay. Fun quiz. Just to, you know, no pressure, no expectations at all. So I asked listeners in my area, okay, I said, are the Atlanta Braves your favorite baseball team? What percentage in my area do you think said yes to that question?
Can I ask you how large your listening area is?
The listening area, it's the 59th largest radio market in the country. There's about 1 million people in the coverage area, and it spans from Spartanburg to the north, down past Clemson to the south. And Alonzo, am I saying the right directions here? Are they like northwest? I'm still learning my geography out here, Katie. But Greenville's kind of in the center, and then I think Spartanburg's kind of northeast, and Clemson's kind of southwest. But the entire upstate region is encompassed in that.
Okay, that helps. I'm gonna go high. I'm gonna say like 60%.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the winner of the Price is Right today. It is Katie Peralta. The correct answer, if you were playing Price is Right, Katie, that was the perfect answer. It was 62%. You have to guess under that, right? So 62% of our listeners said the Braves are their favorite team. What percentage do you think consider the Carolina Panthers their favorite NFL team in our area?
45%.
Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, Katie Peralta with the winning lottery numbers coming tomorrow. I cannot believe so it's 40%. 40% consider the Panthers their favorite team. 62% consider the Braves their favorite team. I'm just getting to learn the area. Now, Katie, I spoke to a host up there in Charlotte. His name is T-Bone, and he said that Charlotte has now gotten to the point where 90% of people in Charlotte, he thinks, consider the Panthers their favorite team. But in this area, it's getting there. I think Charlotte is definitely number one. I think the Panthers are definitely number one. But the number one team only has 40% of the vote. So I'm sharing this with you, and I can't believe how well you know this area. Those guesses are incredible. Because I think there's been significant progress made, but I think also we have still a ways to go.
Yeah, and honestly, like I do think that a lot of that stems from, first of all, like some people don't root for the NFL. If you're in the like Greenville, Spartanburg area, you probably care about Clemson a whole lot more than you care about the Panthers or South Carolina, whatever. So that's one thought. But another thought is just the transplant thing. I mean, so many people in this area do care about, like, you know, the Giants and the Cowboys and the Steelers and, because that's where they came from, or maybe that's where their parents came from. And while the Panthers are like the dominant team technically, there's still a lot of people who don't care about them at all. And I don't, you know, I think that yes, the team has like quote unquote a lot of work to do, but it also is sort of like it's sort of a younger team, right? Like they
sure.
only came here in like what 96 or 95 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, mid-90s, yeah.
The Uptown Stadium only came into being in like the early 2000s. So people my age, I'm 31, like remember vividly when that stadium was brand new. And so I think they're also still cultivating a new generation of fans. And I would venture a guess to say that under new ownership, you know, hosting different events at Bank of America Stadium, bringing in a new professional team, cultivating that fan interest, will help a lot in you know, raising that percentage of people who consider the Panthers their team.
Katie Peralta joining us on the show. I'm kind of loving the bullish estimates that I'm seeing from the Panthers executive brass, estimating that a soccer team would draw between 40 and 60,000 a night. Do you find that number to be accurate or aggressive, Katie?
I think it's aggressive, but I think it's also not completely unrealistic. And I say that because you can look at the international games mm-hmm. that in Uptown Charlotte draw like, you know, upwards of like 55, 56,000 fans. I think there's also a certain novelty to having a new team in a region. That's probably why Atlanta continues to set all these crazy records in their attendance. There are also ways that I think this ownership group would capitalize on, you know, kind of the sexiness of having an MLS team here. And that would be, you know, the rivalry with Atlanta. Obviously, these two cities are big rivals. Regardless, I think that having the two soccer teams go head-to-head could also drum up attendance quite a bit.
Yeah.
Same thing goes with, like, you know, Nashville. There's, like, kind of a, you know, this underlying, like, rivalry with Nashville because we've lost a lot of business to Nashville and people see it as a fast-growing southeastern town just like Charlotte. So, honestly, I think it's not out of the question to project numbers like that. And I think that the really advantageous thing about pointing to numbers like that is that that's literally twice and three times as much as some MLS-specific stadiums can hold. Some of the new stadiums are like 22,000, 23,000. So if Tom Glick and Dave Tepper are coming in this bullish and this confident, like not only are we going to get, you know, 30,000, but we will do double that in like in a major game or like a major rivalry, excuse me. I think that probably is a very attractive quality for the MLS.
So MLS considers how deep the owner's pockets are, the city having a compelling stadium plan, and the community demonstrating strong and often historic interest in the sport. This is verbatim from your article, Katie. I know that Charlotte is getting in later in the game on this, but where, you know, the MLS wants to have 32 teams and they're not there yet. So you like Charlotte's chances, and even though they're getting in late because they fare well in those three areas, you think there's a great shot this happens sooner than later?
I do. And yes, they are getting in late, but they also did try it at separate ownership group, but Charlotte still did try to get a team in 2017. And I think that there were a lot of lessons learned from that experience that probably current ownership benefits from. They're also learning stuff every day about what a stadium or like an MLS specific stadium would require or an MLS specific setup would require. I mean, you walk through Bank of America Stadium for like a, you know, an ICC game or like some major like Gold Cup game or something. And you have like Mexico playing some European team. You need to have all the signage being in Spanish too. You know, that's like a key takeaway that they've learned from the sorts of games that they've held in the stadium. Incorporating the Latino community is hugely important, and I think that they are realizing that too, and they've started to do that. All of the fan club, the official fan club of Charlotte's MLS team, has their materials in Spanish and in English. So that's like one piece of the puzzle. I mean, again, pointing to everything Dave Tepper's done here in his first 12 months as owner, the fact that he has a net worth of $12 billion. He can affect a lot of change in a very short amount of time. He would be the richest MLS owner. He's generally really well liked in the community. All of these factors are sort of playing in his favor. The fact that he's a very good businessman. He is already popular in Charlotte's corporate circles. And, you know, perhaps most importantly, he has a president by his side who has done this before, and he knows what it takes. So I am, I'm certain that it's going to happen.
That's fun. I'm excited about it, Katie. I really, really am. Katie Peralta is a business reporter at the Charlotte Observer, also a Notre Dame grad. Clemson fans, you should absolutely not hold that against her. And I might add, has such a knowledge of the dynamics in the upstate that I am now worried for my own job security. Katie, thank you so very much for making the time. Great reporting on this. Hope to have you on again sometime soon.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
You got it. All right, Katie, take care. Have a great day. Katie Peralta of the Charlotte Observer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.